Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining, especially on short notice. We are here in Toronto, Baruch Hashem, celebrating a Simcha. So tonight we are up to, I think, Se'ifim Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. So I'm reading off my phone, it may be a little choppy, but I'll do my best. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Yud Aleph, Guma Berushas Rabim, if you have a hole in the ground, in a Rishas Rabim, Im Eina Amuka Shalosh, if it's less than three Tfachim deep, have a Rishas Rabim, then it's just a Rishas Rabim, because anything within three Tfachim, whether it's three tfachim within three tfachim off the ground or below the ground, is considered just an extension of the ground. Mishalosh ad asara, but if it's somewhere between 3 and 10 tfachim deep, so then it depends how wide and long it is. Imrachava arba'a, if it's 4 by 4 tfachim in width and length, havi karmelis, then the inside of that bar is a karmelis. Vimlav, and if it's not 4 by 4 tfachim in width and length, havi makam ptur, then it has the status of a makam ptur. Vimhi amuka asara, but once you hit 10 tefachim in length, in depth, havi rishus ayachid, then it becomes a rishus ayachid, vushutei rechava arba'a, provided that it's 4 by 4 tefachim wide. Of course, if it's not 4 by 4 tefachim wide and it's deeper than 10 tefachim, then it's a makom p'tur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, eina amuka shalosh, afal gavdi rechava kama tefachim, even though it's very wide, but if it's less than 3 tefachim deep, then it's just an extension of the rishus rabim. And this is the parallel of what we saw last night, where we spoke about that which is elevated above the ground, that when it's within three tefachim, it's just an extension of the Rishus Rabim. Ad Asara, this is not an exact parallel last night, because last night we said from 3 to 9 is a Karmelis, and at the 9 tefachim point, it's a Rishus HaRabim, whereas when you go deep in the ground, then it's 3 to 10. There's nothing special about 9 tefachim deep, and the Mishmur will explain why, I think. Ad Asara, v'afilu hayu rabim mishtamshin bo beguma hayi tash mishal yidei adchaku v'lo shmei Tashmish. Even if a lot of people use it, and therefore it's Tzarchei Rabim, you might think that qualifies it as a Rishus Rabim. No, that's only called the Tashmish Al Yedei Adchak, and therefore it's still considered a Karmelis. Amuka Asara, but once it's 10 Tfachim deep, then it becomes a Rishus Yachid. Vafilu Malaya Mayim, Oshar Dvarim, Shadu Mistakal Behem. Even if it's full of water or other things that you could look through them, Veroa Masha B'toch HaMechitzos, and you can see what's in the Mechitzos. I mean, you could see the water because you can see through water. Aval imaleya peros, but if that bar is full of fruits, lo havi rishus rabim, then it's lo havi rishus yachid. Rather, it's not a rishus yachid. Kivin deina mechitzos nikaros, because you no longer see the walls. Vafilu daitel lefnosa, and even if you plan on removing those fruits, upater azarik l'tocho mirushus rabim. Therefore, if you throw from rishus rabim into a bar that's 10 tefachim deep, but the bar is full of stuff, it's full of solid fruits, then it's you're not in violation of being Zorek from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Umikal makom isuri yesh bezat. You're not in violation on a Daraisa level, but it's still an issue to do. Kivin da peros u'dover shiach litlo misham b'shabes, lo nispat l'gamri ha-bar mishmo. Because since fruits are easily removed, so it is still considered a bar, and therefore it's kind of like a Rosh Hashanah. The Rashba holds that it has to be peiros that you cannot move on Shabbos, like tevel or something else that's muktzah, where you're not able to move it on Shabbos. Then we say it's not really a rishus siyachid. But if it's a kind of peiros that you're able to move, then it would have a status of rishus siyachid. Shetei rechava dal, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's only if it's 4 by 4 tefachim wide that it takes on the status of a rishus siyachid or a karmelis. Anything less than 4 by 4 tefachim wide is a makom p'tur, anywhere between 3 tefachim and the depths of the earth. If it's less than 4 by 4 tefachim wide, it's going to be considered a makom p'tur. Se'if yud beis. Rishus rabim eino tofeses ela ad asara, aval lemal me'asara avi makom p'tur. Unlike Rishus HaYachid, which goes ad l'rakia, Rishus HaRabim only goes up until 10 tefachim of height. Beyond that is considered a makom p'tur. Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel, Ela Adasara, Valkein, and therefore, Hazorik Rishus HaRabim, Dveila Shmena. If you take a sticky thing, a Dveila Shmena means like a fig that's oozing with juices, that's gross and sticky. V'nidbak b'kosa l'matamei asara, and it sticks to the wall, you know, like those kids kids' toys that always leave the mark, you know. So if it sticks to the wall, so then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. But lemayla me'asara pater. When it's lemayla me'asara, you're going to be pater, because once it's above asara tefachim, it's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. Then it's considered to be a makom patur. So avi makom patur, rotz lomer, da filu shem karmelis ein chal ala avi shel lemayla me'asara. The chiddush is that more than 10 tefachim off the ground of Rosh Hashanah is not even a karmelis. It's a total makom patur. There's not even an issur to rabbanan. Amnam im na'at kanav Rosh Hashanah b'brosho kli shagava yutfachim v'rachav dalid aval gaf shetachter Rosh Hashanah mikol makom akli Rosh Hashanah. But if you stick a pole in Rosh Hashanah and on the top there's a basket that's 4x4 tefachim in length and width and 10 tefachim in height, then that is a Rosh Hashanah, even though the ground underneath it is a Rosh Hashanah. So there is a hechitimtza of having Rosh Hashanah in the airspace above a Rosh Hashanah. See if Yud Gimel chorim shebiksalim klapi Rosh Hashanah, the holes in the walls that face Rosh Hashanah, im him gvom lemalim shlosha, if they're more than 3 tefachim off the ground, einam k'Rosh Hashanah, they do not have the status of Rosh Hashanah. Ela nidonim, lefi midoseihem. They are judged based on their own measurements. But they do, meaning we have to judge it based, and we'll see what that means in a moment. But they're judged based on their own measurements. So let's see what the Mishnah Brura says over here. So, klapi Rosh Hashanah, the holes in the wall facing Rosh Hashanah, ratzalomer de'inam ovrim klapi pnim. We're talking about holes in the wall that don't go through and through. It doesn't go all the way to the inside of the wall. De'im ovrim klapi pnim, dinam kichar Rosh Hashanah, k'mosh k'sav b'siv dalin. Because we already learned that if the hole goes through and through from the Rosh Hashanah out to the Rosh Hashanah, it goes right through the wall, then it has a din of chori Rosh Hashanah. Lemala mishlosha, delemata mishlosha, afilu heim rechavim dalin adalin, nechshavim kikarko Rosh Hashanah, mekanal. If it's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, then even a hole in the wall has for sure as a din of a Rosh Hashanah. But when it's lemaila mishlosha, it doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah. We said, rather, it is nidon lefi midos. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bi'arti le'el b'sifkatan yud aleph. I've already explained this back in Sifkatan yud aleph, so I'm not going to explain it to you again of what it means that it's nidon lefi midoseihem. So I think what he said back then was that it depends if it's 4x4 tefachim or not 4x4 tefachim. That if it's 4x4 tefachim, it's cholik rishus b'fnei atzmo, and if it's 10 tefachim off the ground and 4x4 tefachim, then it would have a status of rishus yachid. Otherwise, it would have the status, I believe, of a karmelis. So let's review what we learned tonight. So in If Yud Aleph, we said that if you have a hole in the ground in Rosh Hashanah, anything less than 3 tefachim deep is a Rosh Hashanah. Anything between 3 and 10 is 4x4 tefachim wide is a karmelis. Anything beyond 10 is a Rosh Hashanah, anything more than 3 tefachim deep, no matter how deep it runs, anything more than 3 tefachim deep that's less than 4x4 tefachim wide is a makom patur. And then we said that unlike Rosh Hashanah, only goes up until 10 tefachim of height. Beyond that is considered a makom patur, but there is a hechitimtza where you could have a Rosh Hashanah elevated up, hovering above a Rosh Hashanah if you have a basket or something of the dimensions of a Rosh Hashanah. And then we said that if you have holes in the wall that face a Rosh Hashanah, so if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's a Rosh Hashanah. But if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it is no longer a Rosh Hashanah, and it will depend on the width of the hole and how high off the ground it is. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Se'if Yudalid. Thank you so much for joining me. Everyone have a wonderful evening.